Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, but some differences today as a disturbance in the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere is also moving through, and this is producing scattered clouds. The clouds will mix with the sunshine. Temperatures not quite as cool as yesterday morning, but still pretty chilly early on in the teens and 20s, and everyone will climb through the 30s and into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs, with some places again reaching just about 50 degrees today. Clouds will be around tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the high 20s to around 30 degrees. For tomorrow, with that disturbance still close by, it'll still be dry, but with a mix of sun and clouds, will be in the upper 40s again to around 50. A warming trend behind this trough of low pressure on Thursday for Thanksgiving Day will look for lots of sunshine again and temperatures in the lower 50s and staying in the lower 50s on Friday, though sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds. Those clouds will be produced by the next front that's heading in our direction, and we'll get some rain showers along with that front after dark on Friday evening. The rain shower threat will be with us overnight and into the day on Saturday as cooler air flows in, maybe even some snow showers across the higher terrain on Saturday afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures behind that front on Saturday will only be in the mid-40s, and it'll get cooler for the second half of the weekend. Even though we'll dry it out with a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, high temperatures will stay in the 30s. We'll bounce back to around 40 degrees with dry weather next Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storminess continues in the northwest with additional rain and mountain snow through tomorrow. The axis of the heaviest rain and snow is expected to shift southward into southern Oregon and northern California. Additional rainfall of 2 to 5 inches will be widespread from western Washington to northern California. Parts of southwest Oregon and northwest California could receive an additional 8 inches of rain. The additional rain is only going to compound the flooding problems, and much of western Washington and Oregon are under flood warnings or advisories. And another 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible in the mountains of western Washington, western Oregon, and northern California above 7,000 feet through tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Batman, Turkey at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Shonai, Japan at 12:07 a.m. this morning. There were 6 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Moreen, South Dakota. The 69-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2007 by 4 degrees. There was 1 daily record low at Circle Hot Springs, Alaska. It was 42 below zero, and this is 1 degree colder than the old record set in 1969. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 22, 91% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Brownsville and Harlingen, both in Texas, to a low of 7 above zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-50s, Boston sunny near 50, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 35, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 83 hundredths for the month and 32.90 for the year. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 477, that's 32 above normal, and 963 for the season, which is 127 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1991, and the record low, 6 above zero, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m., 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s to around 50. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving Day in the lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to late-day clouds on Friday in the lower 50s. Some rain showers Friday night and Saturday. Some wet snow mixing in the mountains on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs in the mid-40s. Back into the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and right around 40 with partly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.